Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
I'm sorry it has to be like this.
Why?
Back up the garbage truck, Cliffy. Entering Dump City.
Oh, hey. Come on, let's have a little sensitivity here. I mean, that's a living, feeling human being there who's about to be blown out of the water. Coach, you want to stand aside? I can't see anything.
Sam, I know it's my fault. I should have said something sooner.
No, I'm sorry. It's just that I told you. It's a rule with me. No, it's the right thing to do. I think we both realize that.
I suppose you're right.
Yeah.
But don't you think that if we just work...
No, come on. Let's make a clean break. Stop now and we'll still have all those terrific memories. Now go. Don't make it any tougher.
Goodbye, Sam.
Goodbye.
Available in paperback wherever nauseating trash is sold.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know, people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows.
You want to tell me what was wrong with that one, Sammy?
Boy, she looked perfect to me.
Body was a 10.
So was her face.
Yeah.
So was her IQ. Sam's the kind of gal.
She was married. No. She just told me just now. I mean, that's something I don't do. I don't mess around with married women.
Me either.
Well, it's refreshing to know you draw the line somewhere.
Hey, I draw lots of lines. As a matter of fact, there are three categories of women I never get involved with. Married, underage, and comatose.
He's added one.
Sam, may I have my purse, please?
What are you grinning about?
Oh, I was just confirming once again what a fortunate thing it was that you and I split up. Now my love life is stable and... yours belongs in one. I have to share that one with Fraser. Puns are his greatest pleasure.
You mean now that he's sleeping with you?
Carla, that was a mean-spirited, tasteless insult. Why aren't you chortling?
Leave me alone. Got the worst toothache in the history of the world.
Oh, must be an impacted wisdom fang.
Die, you're gonna die.
Paul, why don't you do with the toothache what I used to do when I played in the minors?
What's that, Cole?
Saw a dentist.
You're right, Coach. I'm gonna have to go tomorrow. You know, I got my bad dental habits from my parents. They taught me to brush after every war.
Coach, you have a one for the road, huh?
Right. So, Normie, how's Vera doing?
She's all right, but she's nagging to get a new house.
Well, haven't any luck in finding one?
Well, we gotta get rid of the old one first, you know.
Well, you know, Norm, I've been thinking about getting another place.
It's yours.
I'd like to take a look at it first.
The man's a shrewd buyer, Coach.
What's wrong with the way you're living, Cliff?
Well, nothing really, Coach. I just thought it'd be about time I got a place of my own.
Oh.
Place of your own? Where do you live now?
Well, you know where I live.
No, I've never been there.
I live at home.
At home? Who's home?
My parents' home. No big deal. Good night, guys.
Parents? Wait, you live with mommy and daddy?
I live with my mother. No.
Well, why?
Oh, it's not out of choice, Norm. It's out of more of a sense of responsibility. You see, my father abandoned us a couple years ago, and I've sort of become the man of the house.
You got like a curfew or anything?
Curfew.
Like
come on, Norm.
I can stay out as long as I want, as long as I call by 10.
Night, Sam.
Night, Coach. Oh, I'm sorry. We're closed.
That's okay. I'm not a customer. I'm looking for Sam Malone.
Well, you found him. I'm Sam Malone.
I'm Maxine's husband.
Not the Sam Malone. A Sam Malone. Not the one you're looking for, Darmy. I mean, he hasn't been around here for...
Why'd you do it, Sam?
Oh, now, wait. You just listen to me. I did not know that she was married. Come on, she just told me today, and the second I found out, I called it off. I mean, that was it. Let me ask her. I may have done a lot of lousy things in my life, but I do not mess around with other men's wives.
So what are you saying? It's all her fault?
No, I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. It was just a big mistake, that's all. I know we've all been hurt by this. And I'm sorry.
What am I doing? I mean, who am I kidding? I mean, she's a tramp. I mean, I think I've always known it, and I've never admitted it. You got anything to drink?
Yeah, I think I got a bottle here someplace. Scotch, all right?
Yeah, bring it over, will you?
You're not a mean drunk, are you?
No, just a stupid one. By the way, don't flatter yourself thinking that you're the first, huh? I mean, there have been others.
Well, just out of curiosity, are they still with us?
If she just weren't so damn gorgeous, Sam.
Yeah, I know. It's tough being married to a beautiful woman.
Oh.
You know, it's like that sweet old love ballad says, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. From my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. You remember that?
Oh, I should have listened. I'm really sorry, Sam.
Oh.
I've been out of my mind. I mean, women.
Thanks.
Look what they bring us to.
Oh, I tell you, you know. They put you through hell, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, I get the feeling they enjoy it, too.
Yeah.
Why don't I just hold on to this, huh? Put it someplace where it's not going to do any damage.
Yeah.
Gee, I wish I hadn't done that.
Hey, everybody. Great day, isn't it?
Carla, did you get your tooth fixed?
Yep. I am never going to be afraid to go to the dentist again.
Oh.
I found a way to communicate with him.
How's that?
Well, as he leaned in with his drill,
yeah.
I grabbed him where I knew I could get his attention. And I said, we're not going to hurt each other, are we?
All right.
Carla. Did that work?
We're having a late dinner.
Sam, what the hell happened to you?
Oh, nothing really. Nothing at all.
What do you mean, nothing? You come limping in with a cane?
Well, there was a little trouble in the bar last night, but it was no big deal.
What? Well, what happened, Sam? Come on.
Well, a thief broke in and, I had to run him out, and I caught a bullet in the leg here.
Bullet in the leg?
Oh, well, no, come on. It's no big deal. Let's just go back to our business, huh?
Good Lord, Sam, you grappled with an armed marauder? You lost your life.
Well, I guess I could have, but that's
Something you only think about afterwards, really. Oof, talk about guts.
Oh, no. No, it had nothing to do with guts. What? No, I mean, it's just reflex. I am an athlete.
Yeah. Let's hear it for May Day. Another save, huh?
Can you sit down here?
No. I think I'll sit down.
Gee, Sam, you should give us some details.
Yeah, of course. Sure. Details, huh? Yeah. Well, all right. That's easy enough. Coach, these guys burst into the bar and basically...
Wait, I thought it was just one gun.
No, I just said one guy had a gun.
Yeah, you did say that one guy.
That I saw. Yeah. I mean, they could have all had guns, but as soon as they saw what I did to their pal, they just took off out of there.
Damn right.
I mean, basically, they're all cowards, really.
Yeah, amen to that, Sammy.
Hey, Coach, the guy was holding his gun on me, and, I waited for the right moment, and then I just kicked out with my leg, kind of like... Well, I guess the closest comparison would be Bruce Lee, really. See, I made contact with the gun, and he pulled the trigger. Bullet caught me in the leg, and the gun went flying. And the rest of them just took off out of there.
Me, hey, 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 hey,
hey. I guess I really shouldn't have done it, but I'll tell you something. The next time one of those drunk, drugged-out punks decide to break in and take advantage of an honest citizen, they'll think twice about it, I'll tell you. Yeah. You guys.
Just like the old days,
hey,
huh, Sam?
Hey, Coach.
Where'd you go, Mayday?
Oh. Well, I can still dance on it, huh?
Coach, I think there's something rotten in the state of Denmark.
It's all that cheese.
Sam, when you say in the leg...
All right. So it wasn't exactly the leg. It was a little higher up.
Well, the important thing is that you're okay. But exactly how did they manage to shoot you in the I-know-what?
Well, you know, when you're surrounded by armed marauders with automatic weapons, bullets ricochet.
Sam.
Maxine!
When my husband left last night with a gun, I never, ever thought that
of
he would
Of course you
done...
didn't think. Why would you think about something that has nothing to do with anything that's ever happened to me? Say, you know, I got a question for you, Diane. Whatever happened to the old metric system? Weren't we supposed to change all those measuring cups?
So, that was your act of heroism, Mayday's moment of truth, getting shot in the fanny while in flight from a jealous husband.
Oh, no, wait. Who said I was running away?
How else do you explain the location of your wound?
Well, I could have been coming at him and... turned a somersault to throw off his aim?
You know, you're very lucky that you didn't get any brain damage.
Okay, all right, let's get our facts straight here, huh? I did not know she was married. I cut it off as soon as I found out, and I was not running away. I was putting the gun in my back pocket when it went off.
This is a perfect comment on your lifestyle. Will you answer me one question?
What?
When you went to the doctor, did you ask him to get the lead out?
Frazier's going to love that one, isn't he?
Oh, Frazier's weekend is made.
Yeah. Come on, enough jokes. Do me one favor.
I will not change your dressing.
No. Listen, just back me up on this, will you? If everybody finds out what really happened...
It might make you the butt of their jokes. I'll save that one for his birthday.
Come on, just promise me, will you? Just don't say anything, huh?
Sure, Sam. I won't blow your story. But I must warn you. The bigger the lie, the bigger the fool one might appear later to be.
Well, whatever. the thing is that I did get a little carried away, but there's no harm done, and it's all over, so... Let's just forget.
Sam, come quick. There's a film crew from the 6 o'clock news out here.
Oh, gee, how about that? Gee, I wonder what they want. Huh?
So, Cliffy, you going to buy Norm's house or not?
Oh, yeah, you betcha, Coach. Yeah, don't tell him I said so, but the building inspector I sent down there to check it out says his house is in terrific shape.
Coach, draft, please. Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you want to tell him a thing like that?
Coach, the guy is really hot to sell. I'm going to lowball him on this one. Take his shirt, and he's going to end up looking like a giant sack.
Clifford, I can't believe my ears.
Gee, and I've never believed your hair or your nose.
What does that leave us? You would take advantage of your best friend?
Oh, Diane, friendship has its place, but not in the world of business, especially in real estate, where it's strictly dog eat dog. Mm.
One Fido burger coming up.
Oh. Now, yeah. Now, can I have your ear for a second?
Sure.
Despite my building inspector's protest, I've decided to put a bid on your house. There it is. Yep. I'm afraid that's going to have to be my top offer.
Well, you got yourself a deal.
Dang.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I sold the house.
Well, hey, well, I tell Vera, I can look at that place with the pool room. You
but
know?
Yeah. That's an eight there.
I thought it was a two.
Ooh, at last, English-speaking what? Neighbors.
Hey, Norm, there's something about this house I don't know. Just what is it?
The market value.
That paper's not notarized there, Norm.
It was an honor meeting Baston's newest hero, Sam.
Oh.
Anybody ever tell you were like Gary Cooper?
Yep.
Well, nice. Great
good
place. Night.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks very much.
What a night. $200 in tips.
Oh, what are you going to do with all that money, Colin?
I am going to spend it all on my kids.
Good girl.
How many gunny sacks and one-way tickets do you think it'll buy?
Gee, I don't know, Colin.
Oh, come on. What are you looking at me like that for?
Never mind.
Oh, come on. What's the problem?
You're living a lie, Sam.
Oh,
I know, you won't listen to me, but our parents were right when they said no one profits by deceit.
Oh, sorry there, Diane. Tonight's receipts are making too much noise. I can't hear you.
Okay. I honestly don't care what you do. But I must say I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, you sure you want to hang around and get naked and roll around in all my money? I don't want any more.
Hello again, Sam.
Hello. Marvin? How you doing?
Well, this thing has turned out pretty good for you, hasn't it, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Saw you on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There you were. The scum who was messing around with my wife. And they're treating you like you're some kind of hero.
You want to stop pointing guns at me, Marvin, huh?
Sam, don't mind me. Just carry on as if I were...
Hey, you're not going anywhere.
Come on, Marvin. Let her go, will you?
Why? Why? So she can call the police?
The police? Obviously, sir, you don't know me. I strongly believe there is far too much government interference in our lives as it is.
All right, get back here.
Hey, this is crazy. I mean, I was already shot once because of you. I mean, we're even.
Oh, no, Sam. We're not even. Not yet. No, I can't sleep. I can't eat. I can't work. I mean, all I can think about is you and my wife.
Diane, isn't that a run in your stocking?
Oh, my. You're right. What a nasty run. Look at that.
Right, just put some nail polish on it.
Oh, I don't think nail polish will work on a run this large and high up on one's thigh. Do you, Marvin?
Look, shut up.
Just working a cramp out there.
Yeah, there you go. You better not try that again.
Don't worry.
All right. Move. Over here.
Excuse me, Marvin. Listen to me. You're having trouble with your marriage, aren't you? Believe me. I understand how you feel.
Oh, come on. Nobody understands how I feel.
I do.
Oh, sure, sure. You ever been in love with trash?
Yes. This disgusting pile right here.
Sam?
Exactly. He's trash. But I love him with all my heart.
Why?
Because I gotta. You tell me, why do you love her? Because neither one of us can help it. But I'm asking you, as a favor, from one sucker to another, don't waste my fella.
Sam, is this true, you and
her? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't deserve her, but then who does, huh?
And what do we get for loving her? A punch in the face, a kick in the gut, a one-way ticket to Heartbreak City.
This guy's a stockbroker. Why are you talking like this?
You know, lady, you're right. You know exactly how I feel. You know, the biggest favor I could do for this lady right now is shoot you.
Oh, way to go, sweetheart. Now, actually, we're not that close at all. Just the occasional movie date, that's
all. Well, I'm not going to shoot you. You know why? Because it would hurt her more than it would you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
By the way, if you ever get tired of him and you want someone who can give you a nice, quiet home life, think of me.
Mighty attractive offer.
I don't believe this. You just saved my life with that ridiculous story. I'm not sure I know what to do to thank you.
Well, I can think of something. But I don't think you're prepared to do it.
Oh, hey, come on. Of course I am. Well, let's just maybe go in my office here. Unfortunately, I'm injured, so you're going to have to do most of the work.
Night, Sam.
Oh, I was kidding. Come on. I know what you're thinking about. You want me to set the record straight with everybody about what happened the other night? Right? All right, I will. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call the newspaper right now.
Well, I didn't ask you to do that.
I know, but I'm going to, because it's important. Because your respect for me is important to me. I always pretend it isn't, but the truth is, I want you to think I'm a good person.
Really, Sam?
Yeah, really.
Sometimes you surprise me, Mr. Malone. And it's wonderful.
Yeah. Hello, can I speak to the city desk, please? Is anyone else in? Who am I speaking to, then? Oh, well, all right, Emily. This is Sam Malone, and I'm calling because I... Well, you heard about that, huh? Well, listen, the thing is that a lot of people have been making a big deal of... Well, I'd like to meet you, too. Well, what time you get off work? No, 4 a.m. Hey, that's no problem for me. No. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, afraid? Well, Emily, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't, but... Emily, you're not married, are you?